Blog Talk Radio.
This is Vincent Sandee, and this is Life Open Miracles. Thank you for tuning in. Today's topic is alignment with truth. It is one of my favorite topics because what else do we need if not alignment with the source of truth that can then guide us towards higher perceptions of reality and also towards greater manifestations. So today I'm going to share with you lots of techniques, especially lots of concepts that then you can apply to daily life, and hope that will be helpful. Of course, I would be happy to hear from you. And first of all, let me tell you right now to go to my website, www.joycelestial.com. Joy like joy within, and celestial like coming from the sky, from the heavens. Joycelestial.com. Once you get there, please sign up for the newsletter, which is the Mystical Life Coaching Sessions. And once you're there, you will also receive a report called How to Improve Your Life Consistently. Other than that, please, you have a chat room there. For everyone who's listening, then you can just log in and ask your own questions. And of course, if you, you're also able to connect with me after the show, after you have listened to the downloads of the archives, you can always send me an email and connect with me. Another thing to do, if you want to call live, you can do that too. So the number is 001, of course, and for U.S., if you're calling outside of U.S., and then 3205-9092. And let's start right away with our topic. So what is aligning with truth? What is truth, first of all? Well, truth, it is either a concept, and therefore it deals with perceptions, especially perceptions of the mind, and the senses, the five senses through which we experience life. And therefore, it is what, sorry, being a concept, it is what we think is the truth. Or it is the absolute, out of which all perceptions then flow into existence. So it is either your own concept, which is limited in your own awareness, in your own way of seeing reality, okay? Or it is something beyond all that. It is the absolute. So living in truth, it is, of course, highly beneficial. When we give up our own points of views, our own limited perceptions, especially the limiting ones, we can then touch the absolute. And once we touch the absolute, we're touching the source in which our life is naturally created. So we are able to create our life. Now, this seems a huge concept, but it is in truth simple, because human beings have built within themselves those inner workings that will make this possible. And it's up to you, depending on your points of view and your beliefs, if you want to take the very long road or the shortcut the great masters and teachers have already planned for you. Not because you have to be like them or you have to live like them, but because you can use the same tools, practices, and techniques in order to quickly swift towards something different. More than that, also we become truth. It is real freedom. So aligning with truth is a fast way to manifest anything. We all want to manifest a better life, have better relationships, have maybe a better job, have more peace inside, be more happy. Those things that we want to manifest are both internal and external. Aligning with truth is the fastest, the quickest way to do that, because you're not dealing with illusions, you're not dealing with what we know as, in yoga, maya, illusion. And that includes aligning with truth and manifesting, therefore, includes miracles, includes healing, and changing circumstances in your life. So we must align, therefore, with truth with the tools anyway that we have in our own life available. And these are thought, speech, action, and transcendence. First of all, we need to make an effort in our life to align ourselves with thought, speech, and action to truth. And then we need to be able to transcend all that is created in our life, within and without, and get in touch with the source. Transcendence, therefore, will bring you to the direct perception of truth. You perceive the truth directly, not through the senses and not through the filters of the mind. And once you have direct perceptions, direct perception of truth, then there is intuition, natural expression of right thought, speech, and action that will come spontaneously. You will not make an effort anymore to think right, to speak right, to behave right, because that would be part of your nature. It will come spontaneously from your own being. Now, in life, at the beginning, there is effort, and then later on, life becomes effortless. So yes, we need to make an effort first in order to develop understanding, in order to get closer to that transcendence and to prepare the mind for that, so that transcendence becomes easy. Because the mind is prepared to touch the truth, but you have to make that effort first. So it is important first that you start aligning your thoughts, your speech, and your action with truth. Then get into the transcendent mode, let's call it like that. And then from the transcendence, bring back into your life another consciousness, another awareness, where miracles are possible, because they are directly, whatever information you're getting, all your action, thoughts, and speech, they're coming directly from that truth. From the transcendence, then we start to effortlessly live through truth. Therefore, as I said, we have natural right thinking, natural speech, natural action. We don't have that effort. So many people, for example, when they want to change patterns of their mind and they realize that they have thoughts that are not serving anymore today, they really make that effort to think rightly. Therefore, they start saying affirmations, which is a beautiful thing because it's food for the mind. But that requires a lot of strain of the mind. Instead, if you first learn how to allow yourself to get really in touch with the level of truth through right thought, speech, and action as an effort, as a strain, then once you have an inner taste of that truth, try to transcend it through particular technique and practices, like those ones in the Path of Kriya Yoga, like the ones like the Hongsa that is explained in the Gold Jewel that you can get from the website. At that point, you come back from that transcendence and you live truth naturally. Therefore, it is natural for you to be good. It is normal for you to think right. You are normally guided because the center of your being now rotates. The center of being is established in truth, and all your life rotates around that center. So first the effort, and then it is effortless, and then it becomes effortless. This process is exactly the same process that we have in yoga, and it's also the process of receiving grace. For example, when you receive God, what happens is that you offer yourself, or you offer something up to God into a prayer, into a meditation, or whatever it is that is your practice, or whatever, however it is that you do it. And then that reaches up towards something greater that is beyond our natural, normal perception, ordinary perception. And then we get back that so that we can leave it in our everyday life. So we pray up to God. This message goes up beyond the limitations of our senses, right? Then it goes back as grace into your life. Is this the response of the infinite? So first the energy goes from our reality, where you are now, up to the source of truth, the absolute. Then it comes down again to bring natural blessings in the everyday life. So the energy in yoga is the same thing. We energy in the spine, then we bring the energy up towards the highest centers. And the highest center is the point between the eyebrows at the third eye. Then we continue to offer that energy through that point into the infinite until we feel we have touched there. We know it. You don't have to feel it and just get to that point where you get there, and then you bring the energy inside the spine from the palm between the eyebrows down the baseline. You offer your energy up. Once you reach the palm between the eyebrows, breath stops. You hold your breath. You continue to send that energy into the infinite, and you have to hold your breath because when you move beyond the breath, the breath is you bring the blessing down as you breathe out. Breathe in, hold your instead, there is absolute peace, and we add joy from there. Just like the time of truth that we won't touch. So, I want to cover now a few more points. What do you need to believe in yourself? I think you can give many reasons why I believe to that. Okay. Confusion out of your life completely, because you would start seeing things clearly as they are. You will be able to spot real opportunities and dangers. You will be able also, because you know the truth, you will be able to give sound advice to people and friends, understand before the mechanics of life, how life works. Direct your speech, thoughts, and action according to truth. So when speech, thoughts, and action are harmoniously unified in truth, then beautiful miracles happen into one's life, because you are one. You are a unity, and your unity in yourself is connected with the unity of the truth of the universe. Therefore, you become a powerful being. So we have so many problems because our nature and perceptions are scattered. The mind goes somewhere, the body wants to go somewhere else, the emotions tell us something else, and when they are together instead, for some lucky reason, we are scattered anyway, because we are out of tune with the true laws of the universe, with the truth of the universe. Therefore, it is important to get to wanting to get to that point where we can perceive from where it is. Union in speech, thoughts, and actions according to truth the universal laws of truth will lead us towards the being we are supposed to be, which is free, luminous, peaceful, and joyful. First of all, let me tell you right away that whatever is harmful, right, whatever is harmful, it is not truthful, simply because it is against the expansive law of life. In the spiritual laws, we have the law of dissolutions, because we have in yoga, in everything we want to create, something gets created, and that is the Brahma energy, the creative energy of Brahma, symbolically. Then it gets maintained, or it develops, and then we have Vishnu there, the symbolical power and force of Vishnu, and then we have Shiva, which is the dissolution. It is not distraction. The law of dissolution in the universe, it is not the law of distraction. It does not destroy. And it is done in the name of love and in a natural way, in an organic way, with the objective in mind of being reborn. There's always rebirth. There's always winning over death. And this is part of the meaning of the dissolution process that Jesus went through when he went to the cross, then he resurrected. There is that part. That is the true universal love. There is no real distraction. There is no death. So whatever it is harmful, that is aimed to destroy, that is aimed to say, no, now life is finished here, it's a lie. It's not truth. Now, some more advanced reason why alignment with truth is so important. Because once one is totally aligned with truth, then it becomes truth and commands truth. So it is very well known, the great saints, great yogis in India, for example, they get the ability to speak something and then make it happen. So speaking something will make what is spoken happens. So one has to be very careful what to say. But when you get to that point, obviously you know what should not be said at all. And affirmations then get real power. Once you are in touch with the power of that spirit, which is the truth within you and without you, all at once, wherever your awareness is, then that's where and when affirmations get real power. And your continuous thoughts and visions will manifest quickly. Because you understand the Absolute creates all the perceptions. And those perceptions are patterns of energies. And patterns of energies are also material objects. Your continuous thoughts and visions, as you are closer to the truth, will manifest quickly. And this is only because you have incorporated the truth in your life. Be in complete alignment with truth for a month. This is my suggestion. So take this month, starting now. Today is the 10th of January, let's say, whatever. Start now for 1 month to align yourself completely with truth. And I'm going to give you advice on how to do that, except for the techniques that I already advised you to do of bringing the energy up and back, and then the Hong Sao practice. And of course, you can contact me at any moment. Start now for 1 month and see what happens. See how much your life improves. It is incredible. See how much your mind becomes clear. So follow the suggestion that I'm going to share with you now. For everyone who's listening just now, please remember to go and visit me on my website, joycelestial.com. Sign up for the Mystical Life Coaching Lessons. And of course, stay in tune and come to the show as much as you can. There are lots of archives, lots of beautiful, inspirational programs. Let's go back to our topic. I have a lot to share with you. be grateful you're here listening to this show. So be, first of all, how do we start? Of course, we start with ourselves. You start with yourself. First point, understanding that you have desires and parts of yourself that you might want to avoid facing. You say, maybe no, these are not there. Or you try to change them as you speak about them, or maybe you want to convince yourself of something else. However, they are there as they are. You have to come to an understanding of these impulses, desires, hidden parts of yourself that are there, acknowledge them and say, okay, this is what it is. I am the same anyway. I've been with them for such a long time and have been as I am. I can just be as I am, as I acknowledge I have them. It is a matter of choice. Some people are afraid that if they have knowledge and impulse within themselves, then they will give in to that impulse. And that is where choices come in. You have the choice to go towards the light or towards darkness. But if you want to go towards the light, then you have to know what's within you. You have to acknowledge it. But you have it already. You have to understand and accept it. Because if you are used to truth, then you can see truth. And if you are used and see truth in what seems to be negative, because you just acknowledge as it is, just a fact, you can see truth in wherever life and light is present. That point, confusion is banned. The ability to discriminate gets in. So listen to this show again and again, because you have to observe these principles that can change your life. You are capable of making decisions based on true assumptions. Therefore, you start moving towards your true development, which is not a development that is based on ideas, on what may be possible, on hopes and wishes, that is based on truth. Or the development is absolutely true. I mean, if you want to go from where you are to the house of a friend and you know the way, you get there. But if you assume that turning left or turning right will take you closer, but you don't really know about it, how long would it take you to get there? Maybe you would not get there at all. Maybe there would be other things in the way that would drive you away. But confusion is banned as you are used to truth and you can see truth, therefore. So being truthful and wisdom are connected, because wisdom is also the ability to see clearly without the filter of the mind. It also has to do with acceptance, as we said. Once you accept what truth is, well, the truth is about that fact. Just state it as a fact. You are on the path to real advancement and improvement. So once you start accepting or understanding desires and impulses or whatever you want to analyze, start with stating facts, saying, write it down, in this situation that I tried to avoid for so long, this is what I feel, this is what I see, this is what I hear, this is what happened, this is where it happened, these are the people involved. State the facts and separate thoughts, feelings. I have this emotion, but I can choose something different, etc., etc. So, once you have accepted the truth, you can then now be able to speak it. Before it starts with understanding what is the thought process. So, this is all part of the thought process within you. It's unconscious, subconscious, then becomes conscious at times and goes back into the deeper, into the subconscious. So, make it clear first. Start with thinking, and then you're able to speak it. Now, once you're accepted the truth, you're now able to speak it and admit it verbally. You can say, well, this is what it is. Okay. And then start saying, well, this could be the solution. What else could that mean? And start working it verbally, but only try to state facts as they are. And more on this later. So only then you can start then taking action. So once you have learned how to speak the truth, and that also means, as I will say later, to do not exaggerate. Do not diminish the importance of something. Do not say, for example, oh, you've called me 500 times today. It's not true, right? Maybe this person might have called you 3-4 times. Even these subtle things are absolutely important for you to align yourself with truth and to give power to your speech and affirmation so that you can use them as you want them to change your life. Then you can start taking forward towards something greater and better based on the truth that you know. Okay, so before that, we deal with illusions. And nothing in life seems to be achieved because the material through which we try to mold our life is not aligned with truth. Therefore, we just try to grab air. If I perceive it, isn't it real? And the answer is yes, to a degree. There are degrees of reality, but that perception is scattered most of the times because it comes when it comes to unite harmoniously with universal laws. Sometimes you perceive it and you don't really believe it, and then it's also scattered within yourself. It's not unified. Or sometimes you are convinced on something in the mind and the body and with your emotions, but it's something not in tune with the universal laws, not in tune with the laws of harmony and expansion of life. So especially with the universal law, with thought, speech and action, therefore. So there's a split there. Therefore, there is not much done with it. So if it doesn't align with true universal principles, you are, however, living a lie, and lies will fade away. They rise, and then they disappear. Truth is the only thing that will stay, and the truth is beyond concepts. So, if you want to align yourself with truth, you can start seeing and be honest with life as you perceive it, and try to define life as you perceive it accurately, and then go into that state of transcendence. What you perceive probably would not be true anyway, because your senses are manipulating and filtering the messages and the information that they get. And the brain also does that automatically. But it's a matter of attitude. Attitude is, I want to get closer to truth. I want to say only what is true. Truth only stays. And then, once you're ready, your mind will be ready because that attitude is there to get in tune with truth. So overcoming soft notions about life, it is also important, though. That would come only with transcendence. And aligning yourself with universal principles. Expand your mind to what is higher. Higher possibilities. That is the key to real advancement and improvement. Okay, let's move on. This is a great topic. And all the principles that I'm sharing here come from the great teachings, mystical teachings of Kriya Yoga, but I try to apply them into your daily life. So for people who don't know me, I am a coach, but I unite life coaching with Kriya Yoga. Who is the life coach? A life coach is somebody else, in my opinion, and I consider myself more of a catalyst to move from where they are to somewhere better, somewhere where they want to be, or somewhere better, somewhere higher. That's where yoga comes in. That's where yoga comes in, helps people to understand what the truth is behind their life and align it, align themselves with them, so that they can develop materially, mentally, and spiritually. There is another concept that I want to share with you, understanding. There is the concept of the shadows and of the light. This is a dual reality. We have the day and night. So once we get there's good and bad, male and female, opposites of all kinds in the on this planet. But when we get in tune with that balanced awareness that comes only when we transcend, therefore we perceive truth through intuition, that perception of truth, as we said before, then everything becomes equal, only a different impression, different form of energy. Because when we see life, we see it only as different expressions of points of view. When we talk, it is all a point of view. It is fluctuating and changing already. Because if it was true, was permanent, then it would stay forever with you. But it doesn't stay forever. People change opinions, people change emotions, people change. Therefore, are you what you think you were? No, you aren't. You are the absolute, you are the truth. We must learn, therefore, to see life only when we try to analyze life for what it is, only for what it is at that moment. And later on, when we reanalyze the same concept, the same event, state it again by facts, and then we can say, by the understanding I have now, I realize that at this moment, that event, this. I mean, the reality of an event, when it deals with the lower qualities of life, changes. Therefore, don't think that once you get to a conclusion one day, the next day you will still have the same conclusion. I know this sounds crazy, and it is a contradiction. That seems like a contradiction, because I said, no, you have to state facts as they are, and then that's it. The next day, your perception will be different. Therefore, you will see things differently. And is that false? The answer is, it is either all false, or they're both truth. As you relate to them, to the level of the events, but them to the level of intuitive guidance, direct perception of truth, then at that point, it doesn't matter. It is all part of a fluctuating energy, fluctuating consciousness that has different form. Okay, a little bit more practical, okay? Learn to speak appropriately. As I said before, it is important to always say, so do not exaggerate. Don't say, this is fantastic. This is fantastic. Put. Don't exaggerate. If it is really fantastic, then you can say, this is fantastic. But if it is not, then you say, well, this food is pretty good. I'm really enjoying it. Be moderate. Don't say something, as I said before, I have done it 300 times when you've done it 5 times. Do not diminish. Do not generalize. Don't say every man is bad. That is not true. How can you expect to see truth? Or how can you expect to see any good in any man if you start saying like that? So do not make a general law out of an assumption, out of one single event. Inaccurate speaking brings inaccurate perception for the future. And if you have inaccurate perception, believe me, it will be also difficult to perceive the truth at its source. So start stating facts anyway. And then tomorrow maybe do it again. And forget about what you did today. And always live at the moment. Start stating facts. How did it really go? Is it true that it went like that? Think about that. Be a little bit cautious and acknowledge to yourself, well, yes, I'm being cautious. Can you outline the fact without putting into it your emotionality? Can you avoid magnifying with the mind? That's very important. Once I was sitting at my desk, and I was in front of a window, and I could see, you know, big buildings in front of me anyway. It was so many years ago. But I remember it happened to my spiritual teacher, and it happened to me as well. I remember that I saw a monster flying. I said, what monster is that? What kind of animal is that? Then I turned my head, and it was just a little mosquito. But it was so close to my eye that at that moment my mind did not recognize the difference, in distance between the animal and the pallet and the building that I could see. So it seemed like a huge monster flying. Can you avoid magnifying with the mind? Before stating something, can you get to the point where you ask yourself, is this really true? Is this really happening? Is it like this? Are my perceptions failing me at this moment? And then start observing people. Ask a few questions. Who are they really? Are they as I see them? And what? This is much better. What parts of these people am I able to see? Or am I seeing now? Who are they really? Are they only what I can see, or are they much more? Right? How are they? And if you don't know the answer, just say, I don't know about that. I don't know about that part of that person. What I think is this, but maybe it's not. Okay? Sometimes we know the answer, but they need to be brought out through intuition. Then when you get to the point that you can intuitively know, but when you get to the point of intuitively to speak, you have to go beyond the level of the mind where you start perceiving only as you can see it. So intuition gets right when we are able to see clearly and get aligned with truth, you see. You can say, however, I have a feeling that this person is going to behave like this. Maybe I should not trust this person. And then you wait for signals. And a signal is a fact. And based on fact, then you make a choice. What is most important here, and this is something that I really want to emphasize, is the inner commitment to truth. So most of all, one has to commit to truth and not accept anything else. So you should say, my commitment is to stay in truth, and I commit to truth completely, and I do not accept anything else. So inquiry on truth is highly important. Seeing things from the perspective of how. So what I suggest you to do is to start learning some philosophy that comes from the great sages. Read the Gita, the Bhagavad Gita, read the Bible, read the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. And Yoga Sutras of Patanjali is like a manual for superconscious psychology. And start understanding life from a higher level, from people. The people who have wrote that, those scriptures are people who have wrote those out of realization, not out of an idea, not just philosophy. It's truth. So, and you have something to do. You say, is this thought, is this emotion, is this feeling, is this fact, is this choice getting closer to the universal principle, or is it getting far away to the universal principle? Okay? Analyze that situation in response to those. So when we talk, we should adopt the highest principles we have in mind that are close to the truth and use them as comparisons. So on the other hand, be open to the fact that no concept, as we said before, is perfect. And we must ask if that concept is now aligned with the truth moment, or we will move away from truth. This is important. So what you need to do is to get these books, read every day, which is part of the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali as well. He advises to you to go and read the scriptures and study them. See which one is the sentence, which one is the principle that is really talking to you now, and then analyze your life, think about your life, and really say, is this part of my life in tune or close to this principle of truth or not? So questions for right inquiry might be, which is this about? What is this moment really giving me? What would be my most appropriate response to this moment based on what this moment is really giving me? How can I describe the situation as accurately as possible? My personal emotions and opinions out of the way. What you see, what you hear, what you feel, and what happened. Then seeing what the moment really is very important. So learning to perceive the difference between what our emotions are telling us, what our mind patterns are suggesting us. Learning to shift to the perception of what is right now, beyond whatever we think can happen in our life today. Just what is it? Okay, I went, for example, I go for shopping and then I stop, for example, in that moment in the street for a moment and I say, what is really happening over here? What is this moment really about? Okay, I'm going to do shopping, but stop for a moment. What is this moment about? It is not just my moment. It's the moment of all these people who are around. And all these people around are sharing the moment with me. And maybe their moment is my moment too. What is this moment really about? And of course, in this way, we're able to see possibilities and risks at the same time. Discernment is achieved more easily. I would like to give you some more exercises. So, for example, we can start even more easily to align ourselves with truth by stating what you see right now in front of you. So take the first object that you have and start describing it. Describe an object. This is the exercise. Whatever you say, be accurate. If what you say is your opinion, then say, but this is my opinion or this is my feeling. So this, take an object in front of you, start describing it for what it is. And know that you're doing a job that is aligning yourself with proper ability of speech and proper ability of stating the truth. So if your opinion proves to be right later on, then ask yourself to which degree you were right and acknowledge that. To which degree was I right anyway? They'll say, I was totally right when you were right maybe 80%. So try to, you know, rebalance yourself. Rebalance. Then, next exercise, describe some details of a person and try in that to leave your emotionality and your own thinking away. So maybe you can start also. Describe a stranger and just be as objective as you can without putting assumption, without putting humor, irony, or getting an idea. Just describe what you see, what they do, how they sound, and say, I have the feeling that it could be this, in my opinion, it could be this, but say it. It's your opinion, it's your feeling. Then describe some details of a person you love. And this is the third then exercise. So first describe an object, then describe a stranger, then describe a person you love that you can see. Very important. Because if you can't see it, then you would remember it. And what is your perception about? It's very hard to say. And as I remember, you would say, as I remember this person is like this. State it. Details of a person you love. Then describe some details of a person you have problems or conflicts with. And at that moment, true, you have to be objective too. Just describe it, leaving your emotionality out. If an emotion comes, and this is my emotion anyway. Describe some details then. Describe a situation that you need to improve. And be objective. At this point, you can do that. And you can ask yourself questions like, what is really needed here? in this situation that I want to improve? And then ask, what am I doing here in relation to what is needed? And be accurate and simple. Create simple statements that are just observational truth, or as close to truth as possible. So whatever condition needs to be described in life, do so accurately. Whatever you're describing life, start describing things accurately. This requires energy and commitment. If you feel you don't have the energy at the moment, then say, I am planning to do it later. Note, if you say, I will do it later, then you must do it. Now, there's another way of aligning yourself with truth. So, describing things accurately, and it's a very great exercise. And of course, you can always do the exercises to transcend truth that we talked at the beginning of the show. You can always listen to the archives again. Now, another thing is to be able to speak truth as a way of affirming a true potential and not a fact. In other words, even when somebody behaves badly, even when someone behaves badly or does something wrong, you can still see the good in them in relation to those higher principles. So speaking truth is not only limited to stating facts, but it can be your affirmation of the true self within, or of the self of someone else. So for example, if you say, I am the joy of God that came into this life. This is a truth. You might not have yet realized it, but as you say, you start remembering it. At the same time, you can also say, yes, I have not yet realized it, but I know I am the joy. This is because we have faith in what the greatest masters of our planet told us, coming from the universe, coming directly from the source. You can also just say, I have a great potential. I know I am good at this, and I'm going to show it. And when it seems like you're doing it right, then you say, you see, I was right. It's true. Or when it seems that you're not doing it right, now you know it's true. Affirm your highest truth within you. You can say to someone, you can achieve anything, even though that person does not believe it. Even though he might not be achieving his goals at that moment. But you can do that only with the clear intention of reawakening in that person the divine potential of accomplishment, which is the truth within him that each one of us has as we tap into our higher and true higher potential. The potential of the mind, the power of the mind, the power of the soul is huge. And you have that power. As I'm saying that, when I say you have the power, it means now you have it. Now you have it. It's true. But it is. This is not a true statement, but in truth is a true statement. Because you have it. I'm affirming a true potential within you. I'm affirming the true self within you. Therefore, this is what alignment with truth will also be about. So to learn to see God in everyone is the highest affirmation of truth. Finally, there is only one truth, and that is God. If you have your mind centered in God and learn to see Him everywhere, then you can affirm the only truth that really exists. And that comes when you transcend the mind and you feel God present in the transcendent reality and in the current reality, the dual reality. So even beyond the mistakes of your fellow beings and behind your own mistakes reside the highest potential of the universe. It is all based in the consciousness of God. Even if you don't have evidence at the moment, but you know it's like that, that is an affirmation of truth. So if you commit yourself to see God everywhere, then learn to see God behind the behavior of people in their good. Learn to see the good behind what they're doing. Know that it is in truth their best that they are doing in order to get back home, that home we're all longing for, the awakening in the ultimate happiness and complete achievement of life in what we call God. And I want to thank you for listening. I'll be back next week with Life Open Miracles. We will have a guest. And it's nice to have guests so we can help each other in sharing beautiful messages to the planet and to the world and to all listeners. Go to www.joycelestial.com, sign up for the mystical coaching lessons, and I'll see you next week. This is Vincent Sandy, Swami Eka Buddhiananda, for Life Open Miracles. Good night, and thank you for listening. Bye.